Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's not Newell, and it's not the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Studio. I'm here. Let me set the scene for you here. I'm Don Dubuque filling in for Newell today, and I'm here at what I call St. Hubert's Cathedral. And St. Hubert, being the patron saint of hunters, that's what I named this little broadcast man cave after. And it's me and my trusty German short hair pointer, who is bored to death with this radio show. She's asleep on the camel couch over there. But we're tucked away here on the North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And 5 to 7 a.m. each and every Saturday, we talk about the things people in Louisiana love to talk about: hunting and fishing and catching it and cooking it and all the things that go along with it. But today, got a couple other topics we're going to be talking about of extreme interest, and one of them is an event that I have attended for the last several years. It's called Lights on the Lake, and it's coming up soon, and we're going to talk to Corey Miller, who is the director for that, and he's going to fill us in on all the details. But let me welcome in Corey. Hey, Corey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be on.
Yeah, welcome to St. Hubert's Cathedral.
I love that. For a little setting, I'm sitting here broadcasting, so to speak, from the lighthouse on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain. So on a good day, I might be able to pull out a telescope and see across the lake.
That's a very picturesque setting out there. It's a great place to be. Tell us more about the Pontchartrain Conservancy. You know, I recall the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation. If people remember them, they won the shell dredging battle, and they actually were very instrumental in bringing back the lake and cleaning it up. All around it, you know, talking with the parishes that surround the lake, and stopped a lot of the dumping and the things that went into it to clean it up, to restore it where it is actually swimmable these days. Are you guys kind of a spinoff from the foundation?
So we are that same foundation that was started back in 1989. We just did a little bit of a name change a few years back, and we operate still today with a pretty similar mission. You know, we're looking out for the environmental sustainability of the Pontchartrain Basin, and we do that through scientific research, education, and advocacy. And you are correct. You know, I think at the heart of our organization and the start of our organization was trying to tackle some of those contentious environmental issues, such as the clam dredging and all of the other factors that were polluting the lake, to get the lake cleaned up for the surrounding communities and the environment, all the critters, creatures, and habitats. And still to that day, coincidental that you had us on following the previous segment, because we are embedded in that issue as well, trying to make sure that the public has the most accurate information and not a lot of misinformation, so that they know where they are and what needs to happen with the environment moving forward, including those large-scale diversions.
Yeah, those guys really were the founders of the organization and led the charge to bring back the lake, stopping the agricultural runoff, and as you mentioned, the Rangia clam dredging. Carlton Dufresneau, who now is the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway Director, was in charge of the Basin Foundation, and Sheila Aaron was his girl Friday. She did an awful lot of work, some real dedicated people, and I'm sure that continues throughout the organization. Well, let's talk about Lights on the Lake. I feel guilty because I get to watch it from an extremely good viewpoint. You know where the Marseille condo building is?
I do. Familiar.
All right. Well, I have a very good friend who throws a Lights on the Lake party each year. They have a party because you can step out on their balcony, and from high above you can see all the boats come leaving the marina with their lights on going through the parade. And I'm going to have to send you the $10 admission because I really feel guilty about not paying. But tell us more about it for people that want to come and enjoy that next week.
Well, we'll definitely take that $10. It is a fundraiser event for our organization. Again, we're a nonprofit. It helps to offset a lot of the programming and things that we do. But specific to the event, it occurs next Saturday evening, December 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. I think we arguably also have one of the best viewing spots because the parade actually lines up, starts and finishes along the New Basin Canal. So we're located at 8001 Lakeshore Drive. It's the bright red and white lighthouse that's right there next to what I call Seafood Lane. It's the chain of seafood restaurants right here on the South Shore. We open up our gates and our doors for a nominal $10 admission. We provide a lot of different STEM activities that we showcase, a lot of the education work that we do. We have a lot of activities for children, a little bit of some food trucks from local vendors, some entertainment that comes out, and we have, like I said, one of the best spots to view the couple of dozen, few dozen boats that all get decorated with lights and decor and inflatables and view the procession that's led by Santa Claus and Miss Claus and the elves.
You know, Corey, the South Louisiana people, we are very attuned to parade going, and everybody's got their little plans on how they watch parades and the routes that they take. This is a little different because it's one on the water. Give me some tips to pass along to people who are coming, what they should bring, what they shouldn't bring, where should they park, and where's a good place to set up to get the best viewing?
Yeah, so I would say, as far as the best view, I think we offer one of the best spots to be able to view the parade. Like I said, it wraps around our property and goes along the shoreline right here. As far as parking, I would say try to get out early, and you might have to walk a little bit, but there is a lot of free parking all along Lakeshore Drive out here. I would also just be mindful of the weather. If it's says that it's 10 degrees out, 10 miles per hour wind outside out here on the lakefront, it's probably more like 15 to 20, and just make sure that you're prepared for that. Otherwise, come on out, have a good time. We have a small gift shop that will be selling some Christmas-oriented gifts that you could pick up to do a little early shopping. We'll have some hot chocolate available as well as some other adult beverages for the festivities. And it's really an opportunity for us to showcase what it is that we do and how we really embrace our mission through education, outreach, and engagement out here on the lakefront.
Approximately how many boat floats will be in the parade?
I want to say it's around 30, if I remember correctly. So,
yeah, and each is decorated differently and uniquely. It's a beautiful sight to watch. As far as no-nos, pets, chairs, a no-go, huh?
Correct. No pets on the premise. We provide pretty much everything that you need here. Obviously, no alcohol or firearms and the typical no-nos that you'll have. So.
And as far as kids that come, what's the age where they have to, where they charge $10? Or do kids get in free?
So admission is $10. Children under five and under actually get in free. It's a very reasonable, I think, price point for people to come on out and really kick off the holiday season and like you said, watch a uniquely New Orleans experience of a bunch of boats all decorated, shining and blinking and proceeding out through a parade on our wonderful Lake Pontchartrain here.
Would they expect to have any throws? Do they actually have throws? Because I've never been that close up to them. I've always watched them from the distance.
They discourage that. We don't want any missed throws to end up in the lake itself. That's
or people reaching
the lake and yeah, yes.
People reaching over and getting a Dunkin.
We sometimes do have a dock visit by Mrs. Claus, who on occasion, if you're a good boy or girl, might have a little trinket or two to pass out in person. But it's a great event. There's lots of entertainment. It's just a good time. And again, it supports the mission of Pontchartrain Conservancy to help make sure that we're keeping the lake clean. We do a lot of on-site STEM programming here throughout the year, engaging school groups, Boy Scout, Girl Scout troops, teaching them about the importance of not littering the lake, the importance of maintaining healthy water quality, and coastal restoration as well. So,
now, that was a great tip you talked about, dressing appropriately because you're going to be out on that lakefront. And, you know, over the years, one of the tips I give on my fishing show when somebody goes fishing, if you get a temperature, say 55 is the forecast that you hear, if you're gone out on the water where there's wind and damp air, I tell them to use the 20-degree factor. You dress like it's 20 degrees cooler than what it is. So if it's 55, you dress for 35 if you're going to be out on the open water. You agree?
Yes, 110%. So hopefully we're not going to be that cool out here for this coming up Saturday. But still, make sure you bundle up, and you'll be happier, warmer than colder. So,
Corey, you got a few minutes to stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, I want to talk about some more of the projects that you guys are involved with, and if you can use volunteers, which I'm sure you can, and also about what's going on very close to you there around Bucktown. We're talking with Corey Miller with the Pontchartrain Conservancy, talking about Lights on the Lake, and it's going to be opened up next Saturday, December the 13th, and we got some questions about the time. We'll talk about that and where to set up and park some more. If you got any questions, use our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. That's 504-260-1870. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Newell Norman on this Friday, where you're listening to the Big 870 W.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
UWL. And this is going to be a big football weekend for you football fans. We've got, for high school fans, you get ready for WWL's Manning Families Children's Prep Football Roundup, the semifinals edition. You can join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden. I think it's tonight. At 7, or is it tomorrow night? I guess tomorrow night. All the big games. U-High at St. Charles Catholic, at Baton Rouge, at Edna Carr. Sterlington at St. James. John Curtis at St. Augustine. Ascension Episcopal at Riverside Academy. So get ready for Friday Night Lights, the high school football semifinals on the Manning Family's Children's Prep Football Roundup. Boy, that's a mouthful. The most comprehensive high school football show in America, and it's presented by Katie and Companies and Dr. Pepper. That'll be from 7 to 10:30 only on WWL. And, of course, we've got the big SEC playoff, a championship game, and unfortunately it does not include LSU. It'll be Georgia versus Alabama at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Pregame is 2:30, kickoff 3 o'clock, and that is going to be on WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Big football weekend. Who you like in the SEC, Georgia or Alabama? All right, we're talking with Corey Miller. Lights on the Lake is coming up next Saturday. And Corey, I got a question. Somebody missed the time on it. What time will you open the doors? He wanted to know. Or she.
Yes. So it's from 5 to 8 on our grounds here. And the parade is roughly scheduled from 5:30 to 7:15. But like I said, do come out early. Find a good parking spot. Come and enjoy some refreshments and beverages and entertainment.
What time will the boats actually start passing your viewing area? Will it be right at 5 or a little bit later?
The parade's going to be scheduled closer to 5:30, and the boats should be out until a little bit after 7:15 or so.
Yeah, it takes a while for them to get through there. It's a great sight and a great opportunity. And, of course, the proceeds allow Sponsor Train Conservancy to continue doing some of its environmental sustainability and stewardship. They're involved in coastal restoration and other aspects. Corey, were you all involved at all in that Bucktown development that's out there? If people haven't been to Bucktown lately, they need to go see what's going on out there.
Yes, we have been. We've been associated with that project and supporting that development out there, what we call the Bucktown Boardwalk Living Shoreline Project. And so we've played a role in most recently in doing a significant number of plantings kind of adjacent to the boardwalk. It's there, that is a little peninsula that kind of protect the Coast Guard area out there. But the boardwalk itself, we've done some pretty extensive monitoring of the plants that are in there, supported some of the plantings to get that habitat restarted. But it's a great example of trying to work with nature to kind of reestablish a more natural interface that provides habitat as well as storm buffer between the waves of the lake and the levees. So it's a wonderful opportunity. I encourage everybody to get out there that's able to.
It is a phenomenal place. I have a close friend that lives right across the levee from that, and she loves it. She gets on a bike and rides the bike path, and then goes. We walk on the bridge. In fact, I saw some pooldew, a.k.a. coots, out there right around those rocks when you walk down the boardwalk, and there's alligators out there, and there's kayak rentals. You know, you can actually get the kayaks out of the box, and there's a little special launch to put the kayak in, and really a playground and almost a picnic area for people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our staff members here actually leads a bird walk every Thursday at 4 p.m. that's open to the public. So trying to engage some of the birding communities, and it's amazing the number of species he's clocked out there in just a year. But, you know, bigger than that, that is a great example of how we engage volunteers in doing restoration. So that project out there was largely manpowered by our volunteer efforts. And so kind of, you know, ingrained in the model that our organization works is we use science to understand how the environment is changing and where the challenges are, to understand what are the best solutions. And with that program, we get volunteers who are people who are conservation-minded and stewards and want to see what they could do to help out. Just across from Bucktown, we have a nursery where we grow saplings, marsh grasses, and things like that. We get volunteers out there working in the nursery to help us do our plantings and things like that. And then we get them out in the environment. Over the past 10 years or so, we've put tens of thousands of cypress trees and other trees along our coast. And just as an example, since the closing of the Mr. Go, the area all the way up by the Maurepas land bridge, the salinities have dropped just enough to where we're actually able to start reforesting some of those decimated cypress trees, cypress swamps that once naturally existed. Similarly, since Carnarvon has been operating and building land down there in Lower St. Bernard, as that new land starts to emerge, we're out there putting cypress trees, tupelo, other species in the ground to root, to make sure that we're capitalizing on those natural processes of rebuilding the land from the river and getting plants in to hold that land in place. And it's just amazing if you get a chance to go out in either of those areas and see how the environment is being really beneficially transformed, largely due to a volunteer force effort that's being matched by science. And we monitor that to understand how to do it better and better.
Yeah, I've walked by that nursery. I didn't realize that was part of the Pontchartrain Conservancy's work. I walked by and I saw those plants growing. I said, what is doing this? Because it's not signed or anything as far as I saw.
Well, we need to get some better signage out there then.
Yeah, and you need to take credit for it because it's a great project. Speaking of those volunteers, what are the volunteer positions at Pontchartrain Conservancy? If somebody's got some time and, as you mentioned, they're environmentally educated and involved and want to find out more and learn more and actually help you guys.
Yeah, so it's kind of two-pronged. We do a lot of that. You can support the habitat restoration either at the nursery, or sometimes we get groups out to actually plant the cypress trees in areas like Carnarvon. We also rely on some docents and some volunteer support here at the lighthouse. So we do STEM programming, as I mentioned, and we engage thousands of students over the course of the year. And to do that, we sometimes turn to some additional outside support. So retired educators or people who, are environmentally minded and have a little time to donate. We're trying to build more capacity for us to engage. So you can go on our website, which is scienceforourcoast.org. That's scienceforourcoast.org, and find out more information about either of those programs and opportunities. Additionally, that's going to be where you're going to find information about the Lights on the Lake event and where you can find links to purchase tickets to that event as well. So,
Corey, being the community engagement director for the Conservancy, do y'all do any outreach programs at the schools? Because I think getting to young people, getting them off from at least a few minutes away from the iPads and the cell phones and getting into nature, if they don't have a stake in it, then when they grow up, they're not going to be any interest and they won't want to preserve it. So what's the effort you're doing to reach the kids at a younger age and get them involved?
Yeah, so in addition to hosting them here at our lighthouse, we typically do kind of like a two-hour workshop on various STEM education, environmental programs here. We also have an off-site education program, and that's kind of largely a two-prong approach with schools. One is we work with teachers and educators to provide them with plans, work plans, and activities, and then also the supplies to conduct those activities so that they're incorporating that in their semester over and over in their curriculum. We also have some programs where we go into schools and work at a little bit deeper of an engagement level. For instance, right now we have a program where we're working with Alice Burney in Jefferson Parish, where we're helping the school to understand the importance of green infrastructure and how to manage stormwater across our region, where we're going into the classroom, teaching them about those types of processes, but then also following up with field trips, bringing them out to see projects on the landscape, and then culminating in being able to have some funding for the kids to actually do a demonstration project on their own school ground so that they could see how all of these things connect to improve the environment and water quality.
That's some wonderful activities. Corey, thanks for what the Conservancy does, and thanks for putting on Lights on the Lake. It's a great event. Hope more people will attend it, and hope we get a little better weather forecast than what we've got this weekend. And if you need to get any information out, feel free to contact us, and we'll put it out for you.
Absolutely. ScienceForOurCoast.org.
Very good. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Don.
There he goes, Corey Miller, Community Engagement Director for the Pontchartrain Conservancy. All right, when we come back after this break, we're going to talk about Swamp Sweep, the Operation Swamp Sweep, and Catahoula Crunch. What is going on? We'll be talking to immigration attorney Michael Gahagan right after this timeout. You're listening to the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, Operation Swamp Sweep is underway, and part of that is called the Catahoula Crunch, and the New Orleans area has been inundated with ICE agents, and there are some immigration enforcement operations taking place here. Some things I'm hearing, vibes, the Hispanic community is fearful. Many of them, both illegal and legal, are laying low. They're hiding. A lot of businesses are struggling to operate because of lack of employees, some even forced to close down. Yesterday, there was an ICE protest at City Hall. Who the heck were those people? Let's talk to Michael Gahagan, the owner of Gahagan Law Firm, and he's an immigration attorney, and let's see what he's got to say about it. Michael, thanks for joining us. As far as any reports you're getting, the position you're in as an immigration attorney, are you hearing from people talking about these agents acting either in accordance with the law, or are they violating the law? What is going on?
Hi, good morning, Don. Everything I've heard so far is the agents are acting in accordance with the law. And just seeing the results from the news media and the arrest, it appears that they're, at this point at least, specifically targeting people with criminal convictions or serious criminal convictions. So as of right now, everything I've heard is above board.
So what advice would you give to people who either have friends who are either illegal or could possibly be misunderstood as being illegal and are actually legal if they encounter immigration officers? What should they do? How should they act? Should they cooperate and provide information? Or a lot of them, I've seen videos of them telling them, get off my property, and they refuse to get out of their vehicles, and they're dragging them out. What advice would you give them?
Well, the first thing is always, if you are a permanent resident, you have a green card, carry that thing on you, you know, all the time. Anytime you leave the house, the criminal law requires it be on your person. If you're a U.S. citizen, at least at this period of time, you may save yourself some headaches, carry your passport with you or a copy of your certificate of naturalization, especially if you have an accent, which many illegals or many aliens do. So that way there's no misunderstanding, because just the an accent could be enough to give the government reasonable suspicion to detain you and ask you some questions, some more in-depth questions. And then if you can't produce evidence that you are a permanent resident or a naturalized U.S. citizen, then that may give them probable cause to arrest you and take you back and interview you or take your fingerprints to figure out what your legal status is in the United States. But I always recommend people carry their paperwork with them and speak to an immigration lawyer prior to anything happening. So be proactive, contact a local immigration attorney and tell them your facts, your case, and find out if there's some ways to solve your issues prior to you being arrested by immigration or Border Patrol.
They say they're targeting gang members, rapists, drug dealers, human smugglers. Are you aware, do they have a hit list? How do they find these people? Do they go to the records like in New Orleans, which is a sanctuary city, and look at the criminal records? And because it's a sanctuary city, they're released. The city can't prosecute them. So then they go after them. Is that where they get like their shopping list for these people?
Well, they'll probably get their shopping list through the FBI, through their fingerprint database. So, mm-hmm. and they know which criminal convictions correlate to a U.S. citizen and which ones correlate to somebody who's an alien. At that point, if they haven't been placed into removal proceedings and removed from the country, then those are, it appears right now, at least the ones at the top of the list. So somebody with a criminal conviction that has not yet been put into removal proceedings for whatever reason, possibly because New Orleans is a sanctuary city, or people who have been ordered removed and did not leave the United States, and they're what they call absconders, somebody who's just ignoring a deportation order. But right now, the criminal convictions, serious criminal convictions, seems to be the main target of Border Patrol and ICE.
What is your role as an immigration attorney? Who is it you represent, and what are some of the cases you've gotten?
I represent anyone from illegal aliens in deportation all the way up to multi-million-dollar business owners who are trying to hire a scientist or an engineer from overseas to come help their company, or investors into the United States who have a lot of money to start a company in America. But my role is basically anybody who has anything related to immigration law or immigration in particular. They'll come to me and say, look, this is my situation. What do I need to do legally to make sure that I don't have any issues with the government so I can get a visa or if I'm already here, not get removed from the United States? So I'm basically like you're a fishing guide. I'm a guide through immigration law. So they come to me, tell them their situation, and I help guide them to a good solution where they don't have any problems.
Well, Michael, I think you've chosen a fertile aspect of law, becoming an immigration attorney. I can see a bright future in the amount of work you're going to get. I'm getting some questions and comments, and someone wanted me to ask you if you know how many Asians and Canadians have been snatched up in this crunch.
I know there's a Vietnamese gentleman that was arrested yesterday, I believe, and he had some pretty serious criminal convictions. As of Canadians, I have Canadian clients all the time, but I don't know their list at this point because they'll arrest people and generally not make it public. And then I don't know if somebody's arrested until they actually contact my office or their family contacts my office to try to help them with whatever their situation is. Unfortunately, I don't know the numbers. That would be a question for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea who these protesters are? Are these paid people that come in here, or do we know their identities, or do they get them? I don't think that anyone that is wanting to hide from the ICE would actually go there to the city council and create a stir, because that would certainly draw attention to them. So do we know who these people are? Do you have any contact with them?
No, I mean, a lot of these are from left-leaning organizations or open borders organizations. They just, for whatever reason, they don't like the way the law is written, and they want, you know, they want the immigrants in the United States to have a different pathway to United States citizenship from what the government allows or what Congress has written into the law. But yeah, those are generally left-leaning organizations, whether they're paid protesters or not. I don't know the answer to that. I guarantee you that the government knows who every one of them is and what their names are and whether they're paid or not. But, yeah, those are almost exclusively either open borders groups or just some sort of left-leaning organizations that believe that every immigrant in the United States should have a pathway to U.S. citizenship or some legal status, and nobody should be deported.
Yeah, it seems very hypocritical to me. These people complain that the ICE agents wear masks, which I can certainly understand. If I was doing that job, I would too, because of doxing them and identifying them and threatening their families. But yet they're free to wear a mask when they go to protests.
Well, that's correct. I agree with – I don't have any animosity towards ICE or CBP for wearing a mask. If I was in their position, I'd do the same thing. Just because of the doxing that goes on online where – they may, dox your children or your wife's workplace online and cause them some heartache. But no, I don't fault them at all for covering their face at this point. As long as there's no laws against it, it's what they feel they have to do to protect themselves from being doxxed. And the folks, of course, when they're protesting, a lot of them will wear these old COVID masks and things like that to protect their identity. So, I agree with you.
I have a question from a listener that wants to know that just jumped on me. Here we go. Let me catch it back. Okay. Do you think most people have money to hire an immigration attorney? Do they have funding problems when they come to you? I'm sure they do.
Some of them do. Some of them don't. You'd be surprised how many illegal aliens own homes or multiple cars who have been here for 10, 15, 25 years. Some of them do have money issues, but most, if not a large percentage of them, they own homes and cars, and a lot of them own businesses. So they have the funds. If they are in a spot where they're getting removed from the country, they will have the funds to hire an immigration attorney to represent them. Or more importantly, before they get placed in removal, they have the funds to hire an immigration attorney to do it the right way and file for whatever relief they need to make them legal, whether it's permanent residence or some sort of status. They have the funds to do it if they think it's a priority. But if they think anybody's going to arrest them, a lot of people won't do anything.
Is there a path for them to become legal through?
It depends. It depends on the situation. If you come in the country illegally, outside of applying for asylum and processing that way, it's pretty difficult. There are some methods, but they're hard. But if you come in legal on any type of a visa, student visa, tourist visa, whatever, and you're married to a United States citizen, or you have a U.S. citizen child over 21, even if you've overstayed your visa by 10, 15, 20 years, then you can apply for permanent residency and get a green card, and they'll forgive you for the visa overstay. So it all depends primarily on how they came into the United States, whether it was through the front door or the back door, and do they have any criminal convictions that would preclude them from becoming a permanent resident.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for joining us and clarifying some of these points. It's it's a kind of a tricky business you're in there, but somebody's got to do it, as they say, right?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for your time, Don. I appreciate it.
All righty. Michael Gahagan, immigration attorney with the Gahagan Law Firm. All right, we'll come back and check on some of your text messages, 504-260-1870, and we'll tell you what's coming up in the noon hour right after this timeout. You're listening to the Big 870 WWL. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for the sheriff, Newell Norman, right here on the Big 870. I want to remind you, WWL is your home of the New Orleans Pelicans. Tomorrow, the Pels take on the Nets in Brooklyn. Tip off 4 p.m. on the Big 870 WWL. I got to tell you, last night I was driving and punching buttons, and I tuned in to the Pelican game. Todd Graffanini and John DeSasia. Todd does a wonderful job. He really does, and it's a shame that the Pelicans are having such a tough time, and they were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. And they just kept missing layups, and Todd and John just couldn't believe it. They kept saying how many layups that the Pelicans missed, and they were in the game till once the fourth quarter started, it started pulling away, and it was over with. And wow, I don't know, it's very entertaining. Todd Graffanini does an excellent job. If you like listening to sports on radio, he's a great one to listen to. All right, let's get back to the text message board and see here. This one says, they need to read Mar-a-Lago in Donald Trump's New Jersey golf club because he's notorious for hiring illegal immigrants so he doesn't have to pay him overtime. And I'm getting a lot of comments about people who hire them. Here's one that says, illegal immigrants are here because an American sold out the middle class and hired them. I wish ICE was as hard for the sellout American as they are for the immigrant who came here for work. The American who hires illegal labor for pennies on the dollar they would pay American labor is always and will be the vermin, filth, selling out the American class. All right, there it is, 504-260-1870. If you got a question or comment, and we're going to be talking in the next hour. Really interesting topic, and a lot of people probably have not heard about this, but there's a new law that's going to start, I believe, in February 2026. It's going to allow Louisiana officials to sue private citizens, businesses, and government entities, and that includes the media, for online posts that contain personal identifying information. Question, have you ever made those type of a post? Well, if you have, you could be sued beginning in February of next year. A lot of people believe this is an infringement on free speech, on the Second Amendment. What do you think? We're going to talk to Julie O'Donoghue. She is the author who wrote a pretty comprehensive story that I read. She writes for the Louisiana Illuminator. And she wrote a column about this explaining how it's done. It started in other states with judges, but as we do here in Louisiana, we usually take a whole different slant. And I think that's been done, and I think it's going to be a legal mess. It's going to fill up the courtrooms, and there's a lot of litigation. In fact, I was telling Michael Gahagan, he chose a good profession, a good angle for attorneys, and handle immigration because there's a bright future for that. Well, there may be also one for suing private citizens. I don't know who's going to handle this. Maybe the billboard attorneys might find a new source of revenue by suing citizens and businesses and government entities for what they put on social media. Anyway, we'll explain it, talk to Julie. She's got a really good handle on it. We'll talk to her. And then we're going to close out the show later on. Stick around for this. Those narco-terrorist strikes, blowing up the boats with drugs and what they call terrorists, is it war crimes or is it legal military actions? Colonel Jeff McCausland, our CBS military analyst, is going to join us to talk about that, what's being done with the Trump administration and Pete Hegseth with the Secretary of War. A lot to talk about there. Hope you'll stick around for that. All right, I'm Don Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman today. Glad you joined us, and we'll be back with the afternoon portion of the show right after the local news right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.